Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and happy Friday. This is Amanda Davis. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Recognition Friday, calling in from sunny Southern California. And I've got, our co-host Debbie Brawley on the line today, and we have a very, very special guest today. I am not going to let the cat out of the bag. I'm going to let Debbie be the one to do that. But on this particular Friday, you know, we've got a lot going on with the company. Tomorrow in Carlsbad is the first of the Discover Beamer event tour. You know, that's the tour that's going to be going on across the country. And tomorrow is the first one kicking off in Carlsbad. Super, super excited to attend that and hear from Albert, our new CEO, hear some updates from Dr. Burka. It's going to be great. And those of you that know me and know me well know that I am very much a glasses half full person. I choose to look at the positive side of things, and that's the kind of things that I want to attract. Life is not always rosy, but I thought today we should think about celebration because we do have so much to be grateful for and so much to celebrate. So I found a couple of quotes from Sir Richard Branson. Y'all probably know him from Virgin Galactic, Virgin Atlantic, whatnot. Amazing guy. I've heard him speak on stage, very motivational. So these three quotes I thought were really fun. And these are his. These are from his list of top 10 favorite quotes. So this one, celebrate what you've accomplished, but raise the bar a little higher each time you succeed. That is from Mia Hamm, the soccer player from the women's soccer World Cup winning team from way back. And I think that, you know, as we talk about, you know, rank advancements and Recognition Friday, we're celebrating success, but I think it's always great to think about raising the bar and what are the next goals that we're setting for ourselves. And then I particularly like these next two because they're just fun. This one is, life is short, wear your party pants. That one just made me giggle. And then this next one is, I work hard and I party hard. When I go to work, I know what I am doing, and I do it to the best of my abilities. When I party, I take exactly the same rule book with me. So anyway, I hope that makes you laugh today. I'm super excited, you know, about where we are and the growth of the company. I know we've got some challenges right now, but I have every confidence that they're going to be resolved soon. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Debbie for her opening comments, and then we'll get on to our special guest today. Debbie, over to you.
Thank you, Amanda, and congratulations. She is a brand new team manager, and if you did not listen to last Friday's call, we had an amazing interview. A couple of her seniors, and then she was interviewed and shared her story. So make sure you go back to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS and listen to those replays. Those replays are so inspiring, but the best part, you guys, is there's golden nuggets with how these shakers and movers are sharing what it took to get them to where they're at. And all those tools are available to you. All the tools of being on fast track, being on the calls all the time. You know, they share exactly what they did to get there. And that's what you need to be listening to, plugging in, learning, growing, and becoming the best you that you're meant to be. And welcome to Friday. I love Fridays, my favorite day of the week. I love celebrating all the successes, but we're going to save it for next week. And we have Claudia Fields. She can't be with us today because she has so much going on in her life. She's a new OM, and she has a lot of things happening. happening, and I'm so proud of her work ethic, and we're going to be doing her amazing interview next week. And she's a new OM, and we have Amanda that was the new TM, that things are just happening and the company is happening, and I'm so excited seeing what we're doing. Is we have new people coming in daily. We have more record number T's than we've ever had. Well, I think it was Wednesday where it was tons of new distributors that came in as a T, because what I'm teaching the team to do is we're getting them registered for academies right away. We are getting them registered and buying their tickets for Discover Beamer. Them about the dream and the goal of getting to convention. The company is working hard and furious on having the best convention ever. I've heard a couple little things behind the scenes that's going to be happening, and it is the place to be. If you are thinking big and you're thinking of having this being a great income for you and the family's future, you need to get to convention and be the leader that you're meant to be. So make sure you are, I know next, for the month of March, we have a record number of academies being hosted throughout the country and in our region too, and I'm in the North Central region, Mark and I, and some of them are sold out. All-time high of academies being sold out than ever before. I see that happening, and I know the Discover Beamer in California is sold out. For the one in Troy, Michigan, we have the next one is going to be April the 4th, and it's in Troy, Michigan. Tickets are available in your back office. And that's going to be a sellout event, too. It's only been listed for a little over 2 weeks, and it's, I think, 150 tickets sold. So we're half sold out. So you'll want to make sure, we'd love to have you fly in, drive in, take a train, do what you need to do to come and join us. I'm hoping and praying that George Gossage can make it with us and over up in Michigan. We do have on Friday the 3rd at 5 o'clock for any distributors that are in the medical field, and if you have guests that want to come to a private event with called Discover Beamer Medical with Dr. Burka. It's 5 o'clock. It's free. And then 7 o'clock on that Friday the 3rd is our guest night. So for those of you that have guests in the area, please be sure to invite them and just let my office know that you have a guest coming. We make sure the disclaimer is tied to you. And what we do with our visiting guests or guests from with other distributors that are not there is we take pictures of the disclaimer and we text it to you that they showed up so you can do your job and follow up with them right away. So if you are not registered for convention, make sure you do that. And I just like to share that, you know, like Amanda said too, yeah, we have a bump in the road right now. But you know what? I have the eye of the tiger. I'm so focused. We're still out there working and growing. We're not out of business. Like George shared with me just a little bit ago, we're just out of some inventory, that we're still making things happen and shaking and moving and changing people's lives. And but leaders are readers. So make sure that you're not listening to the noise, that you're out there reading and inspiring yourself and taking your own business to the next level, and protect your space. I protect my space, and if I have somebody that's really negative and blah, 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 I've been known to hang up on them. I can't take it. I'm not listening to negative. I'm all about future focus and knowing what's happening, and I love running to the roar. So, yeah, there's some things happening, but I just run to the roar, stay focused, and you're going to be coming out more successful than anybody's ever have by you following those systems too. So I think I let the cat out of the bag a little bit, but George Gossage is my personal enroller. He shared this opportunity with me 5 years ago, and Mark and I are forever grateful to him and Barbie for opening up their doors and sharing this with us, and they changed our lives. And that the biggest gift is not that it just changed our lives physically, both Mark and I, with our health challenges, but the lives that we've changed because of him picking up the phone and calling and asking, Debbie, have you ever heard about Beamer? And I hadn't, and you guys have heard my story before, so I'm not going to share that, but I'm just so thrilled and so excited, because a lot that I've learned as a leader and moving up in this company has come from George. He is a man of wisdom. He's walked the walk. He's a very successful entrepreneur, and I'm just so glad to have him here and have him share his heart and his vision. And I'm just going to let George just share, and he's going to close out today's call. And I'm looking forward to having everybody back on next week's calls for all the interviews. So, George Gossage, just take it away. Thank you for being here.
Wow, Dev. Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, it's perfect.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm really, really excited to be back on the Blog Talk platform. It's something, as you know, Dev, you were a part of from the very beginning. We started with this in mind, and it's just amazing to see that things are still rocking as it relates to the Blog Talk platform. And special thanks to to you and Claudia and Amanda and everyone else that's been carrying the torch. You guys have done a great job. And those of you that are listening in, you know what? I don't know if it's your first time listening in or if you're a multiple user or a listener. Whatever be the case, Blog Talk is an amazing platform. And so much of what you can learn about what we do is actually shared on this platform. And so I'm really excited, Deb, to be here. And you took my opening line in when you said that, look, guys, I mean, we're not shut down. There's some ridiculous rumors floating around out there. We're simply out of inventory. And I hope you guys can appreciate where we are. I mean, we're ramping up for the next phase of growth. And so with that, our new CEO, who I'm very, very excited to have on board, Albert Bosch. I'm really, really excited, Deb, as we've talked about, because it's time for everybody to take their game to the next level. And that's exactly what's getting ready to happen at the corporate front. And I would invite, as we're going through this little, you know, inconvenience, maybe now even would be a good time to, you know, to work on yourself, work on your goals, work on your skill set, work on your team's, you know, whole demeanor. And you guys, now would be a great time to really sit down and strategize and figure out where you want to go and what kind of commitment you want to make as it relates to your Beamer business. And I always like to say, and guys, write this down. So we know Beamer costs $6,000 and you've spent a few hundred here and there. So let's call it $7,000. Yes, it's a significant investment in one respect, which it is. But in from a business standpoint, $7,000 really doesn't represent a whole lot in terms of, you know, out-of-pocket expenses to open up a business. And I think too many times, you know, we tend to treat it as if it's 7,000, I'd like to say, rather than 7,000, pretend that you put in 700,000 in it. And if we all did that, you guys, we would do things, I would promise you, in a little bit of a different fashion. We would start to prioritize more of the things that we should be doing with the idea that Beamer is a business and it needs to be treated as such. And like any business that's going through some rapid growth, you're going to be, you know, confronted with some challenges along the way. And guys, all our issue is, so you're very clear, because at the end of the day, you need to be very strong. I like to say you should be bulletproof. And I know energetically that's not the best thing to say, but you guys get what I'm saying as it relates to that. You got to be really strong about where we are. And so we were coming into America as a class one medical device. Some things happened a few years along, and along the way, a couple of the components got designated as a class two. And as such, there's just some confusion that needs to be straightened out. The top firm in the country is handling it. So it's in good hands, guys. It's just a matter of how many days it's going to be before this thing irons out. And they release the inventory, which, by the way, my understanding is it's about 4,000 Beamers that are at the port right now waiting for, you know, arrival. And there's another 3,000 on the way. So what that tells me, Deb and Amanda, is that we're ramping up. I love who we've got at the helm right now. And I know what, I'm ready to take my game to the next level. And God, it's been a while since I've just talked with no exchange, Deb. So do you want to weigh in on any of what I just said?
It's the facts, and we just like to keep people on top of what is happening so they know. And, you know, we're like everybody that I just keep checking the back office to see when it's open to get these orders in. I do have a form that we put together that we're taking orders. We're writing them down. We're writing them down, getting them all ready to go, and then we'll call the new distributors or customers as soon as the orders are ready to go in. So I hope everybody else is doing that too. Just business as usual. Take your orders and make things happen.
No doubt.
George, with you being in, you've worked with big companies, and I don't have your resume in front of me, but you've had other hiccups with this happens from time to time with the FDA.
Well, you know what? I mean, when you're in the space that we are, and, you know, when you potentially can ruffle some feathers along the way, you guys get what I'm saying, you know, as it relates to that, you know, you're going to get some eyeballs on you. And the reality is, Deb, you know, we've done some good out there, and you know, we're just starting. But we've impacted the lives of hundreds of thousands of families here in America since we've taken it on 5 years ago, and that's going to evolve and multiply to millions, as we know, as you know, you and Mark. I can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be a blast actually putting together the game plan for the next 5 years. I just got goosebumps from head to toe talking about what we've got here. You guys have really no idea how blessed and how fortunate we are. You think about it, Deb. You know, Peter and his contingent over in Germany, they could have decided, hey, let's just take Beamer and we'll do a partnership with Siemens. Or let's license the technology to GE Medical and just be done with it. You know, they could have taken their millions, easily. But you know what? They chose direct sales, and that opened the door for us. And for that, Debbie, I will forever, I thank God 5-10 times a day for Beamer in terms of what it's represented, not just for me and my family.
I know, Joy.
Sorry.
Gosh, no, I know, George. I know because you get so excited, and Mark and I are meeting George next week for our plan out the next 5-year game plan. You know, George, Mark and I, we just did Chicago Academy, and then Mark went the following weekend, and we were honored to do the Toronto Academy. But when we were in the Chicago with Callie Crone, looking out there with everybody, I got goosebumps because half the room was medical professionals that were brand new, first time to an academy. I mean, we had 70 people, and half of them were medical spa owners, somewhere in the medical field. So we're seeing that more and more. When I went up and asked them, how did you hear about Beamer? You know, one-on-one, I wanted to meet and just talk and brainstorm with these people. And it's because of a customer came in, a patient that they've had that they saw great results with, and that they reached out to the Beamer distributor to find out, how do I get one? So that's what's happening. The work and the stuff we've done the first couple of years is coming to fruition in the medical field because they're seeing it. I know in Michigan we have some amazing testimonies too that I can't share second party, but that's what's happening. Yeah. So everybody needs to lock arms with us, you know, and stay focused, laser focused, and we're going to make it through this bump in the road. And, you know, I'm a strong Christian, and I've known things and I've seen things in my life that, you know, sometimes when great things are happening, the devil likes to try to shut us down, and that's not going to be happening.
For sure.
We're going to overcome.
Well, you know, so well said, Deb. You know, you're right on the money. And I mean, when you really think about what Beamer does, Deb, and the fact that nothing else in the world does what it does, you know, what's starting to become more and more self-evident is that disease doesn't start at the macro level, you know, as the medical profession has been treating it for so many years. It's now really becoming self-evident that disease is starting just about every practical disease you could imagine. My understanding is, and I could be wrong, but I think I'm pretty good here, is that it's starting out at the micro level, and that part of the circulatory system represents 3/4 of the entire, you know, show, and your equipment does in that space what nothing else in the world can. Come on. It's just a matter of time before this thing becomes self-evident, Deb. And you guys know time either promotes you or it exposes you. We are being promoted, you guys, and this thing's going to be massive. And it's just a matter of who's going to come along, you know, who's going to be there.
Yeah.
That's a function. We're getting there.
Right.
You know,
we start to educate
the marketplace, but soon there will come a point in time where the education is going to be largely already done, and it's self-evident, and that they're going to just say, hey, Deb, you know what, I'm ready to buy one in Beamer thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's going to start
happening. That's happening. Exciting times. But, you know, we have somebody in the queue. So when you hit number one, you're in our queue. We'll open up your line. And, Amanda, I'm asking you if you don't mind opening up Casey Conrad's line. I'd love to bring Casey to the table and let her share.
Yep, I just texted you which number. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought maybe you knew Casey's phone number. Let me see. Casey,
I'm 401.
Okay, got it. Here we go. All right. Miss Casey Conrad, can you hear us?
Good morning, Beamer World.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited that you called in today.
Well, I'm excited to be here, and you know, it's another amazing day in our Beamer family, and you know, I want to echo all of the things that both George and Deb have said. We're actually up here in the great Northeast using this situation as a positive because two things. Number one, just stop and think right now how we feel when we can't get a Beamer into somebody's life that's ready to get a Beamer. And so for my team, one of the things that I'm focusing on is, can you now understand why we are so absolutely scrutinizing the compliance aspect of our business? Because, you know, right now where we can't order a Beamer, there are companies that have been shut down because they've done something wrong in their world. And, you know, how fortunate are we that what's holding us up right now is the fact that we are so extraordinary that there may be the possibility that it becomes a Class 2 device, which, you know, whether it stays one, whether it goes half and half, whether it goes two, the reality is that this is, as George said, it's giving us more attention. And, of course, there are going to be some people that are trying to put vinegar in our Wheaties, but you just need to look at this in the positive. It's creating a wave of people that are ready now to order their Beamer. I don't know about you gals, but I've got people that hadn't sold a single Beamer, and all of a sudden last week they were ready to sell a Beamer. And it's almost as if the universe has created this, wow, it's the scarcity mentality. I can't get it. Let me get one. So we're using this as a wonderful opportunity to say to people, look, right now you can't get a Beamer, but let's get you in line so when we do get product, which will be in the near future, we're going to get your Beamer. That's creating scarcity. And if, in fact, we get changed in classification, we will literally, we've been saying we're a category of one, but guess what? We literally will be a category of one. So you just have to always look for the positive.
Yeah, you're right, Casey, and I'm sure everybody knows who Casey Conrad is, one of the super rock stars, and she's the regional director for the Northeast. And but Casey and I, we became power partners. I love our communication with each other almost daily, it seems like, and I appreciate you, love you, and I'm excited to ride this wave that we're going to be happening together with Beamer. And thank you for coming. Come on any Friday. Just text me and say, Debbie, I'm free. I'm going to come on and share some golden nuggets. We'll take it.
All right. Well, thank you. And,
thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Talk
absolutely
to you soon. I know we have somebody else in the queue.
Yeah, I want to say something about Casey before we open up the next line. You know, so Casey is a professional trainer. Y'all, she is she's utterly amazing, sales trainer. And so she does this fundraiser for a charity that she does in Guatemala. And she does this full-on training, like 10 modules. And so there were a group of us that, you know, donated to her charity and, you know, did the training. And we've been doing a recap on Mondays of Casey's training. And so she's just a powerhouse. So excited that you jumped on the call, Casey. And then now I've got another powerhouse that is jumping on our call today. This is turning out to be an incredible Friday. I want to introduce Danielle Ramber. So Danielle is, you know, we interviewed her when she rank advanced to team manager last year. I forget the date, but, you know, her story in and of itself is very powerful. But one of the things that I love about Danielle is she fearlessly shares this. I haven't seen the numbers for 2019, but she was the number one salesperson for all of 2018, you know, in the U.S. So, Danielle, your line is open. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thanks for having me today, and thank you for this call, Deborah, Amanda, George. I love you guys. You're such an inspiration, and I just want to provide some inspiration to everyone as well. You know, as many of you know my story, Beamer has completely given me my life back, and it's given me a family of like-minded people who truly want to serve. And it's been such a gift in my life. And there's a quote that Peter Gleim said, and I always remember this in these type of times. The greatness of a man is measured by the greatness of the problem that makes him give up. And I can tell you this, all battles lead to blessings. And I'm in Beamer to win. And I'm going to continue sharing this device. I have 3 sales ready to put in. I just signed up and trained a tee this morning. I'm as excited as ever because as you've stated, this is creating some scarcity. It's creating some excitement, and I just can't wait for the blessings that are going to come after this little battle. So I encourage everyone to stay firm in this company and hold on, because it's going to be an amazing ride, and we're going to continue to change so many lives. I'm just blessed to be a part of this family, to be a part of this gift, this movement in healthcare, and to continue forward. So I just encourage everyone to stay firm, hold on, and keep going. So thanks for having me today.
Fantastic. I've got another one that I'm excited to pop on the line. What a Friday we're having. We have Belinda Foster on the line, and Belinda is a group leader out of the Carolina, South Carolina, North Carolina. I get them confused. But anyway, Belinda, can you hear us?
Absolutely. And what an incredible show today. I'm calling in live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We have a sold-out crowd, 106 people, who challenge themselves to driving through sleet and snow in the South, which, you know, we don't do too well with sleet and snow in the South, but it did not stop us. We are on fire. Same thing. I ditto everything everybody has said. I have a team that has orders just coming in, and these are some sleepers. These are some people that I have worked with for years, but they've never made a sale. And even they drove. I had one of our sleepers, and she loves it that I call her that. But she is. She came last night and drove through the sleet and snow, and her guests drove 4 hours. 4 hours. Each way just to come to the pre-academy. So I just want everybody to know that with the divorce here today and the excitement and enthusiasm you can probably hear in the background, that we are moving forward. This is a wonderful time to bring on distribution partners, and they have no pressure to make that sale right away, because sometimes people will assume that when we really don't want them to feel that way. It's a great time to get them in their back office, go through the e-learning platform, introduce them to the family and community, and get them to events and start working with them so that when we're back in stock, they are also in the game right out of the gate. And George Gossage, I have to say something to you personally. Oh, I get emotional too. You were the first that I ever saw in 2016, and because of your presentation, I walked out of there waving my credit card, and I had to hop on an airplane and fly to California for another event, and I was in my hotel room ordering a Beamer, and everybody was texting me, where are you? I was in Las Vegas, and they said, where are you? I didn't want to tell them yet because I was so excited. And then I went to Orlando and to the medical conference that we had there with IMIN, and once again, I just was so impressed with your leadership and all of the leaders there, and it inspired me to do great things, and I am so proud to be with this company. It has been the most amazing journey. I'm so looking forward to the future, and I really appreciate you guys taking my call today.
Thank you for being on, Belinda, and thank you for sharing that. I've got a couple of other people in the queue, too. I don't know who they are, but I am going to recognize area code 401. You are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have?
No, that's me again, Amanda.
That's you. Okay, you were still in the queue. Okay, so then this next one, here we go. Sorry, Casey. 910, you are live on Blog Talk.
Well, my God, I'm trying to add balloons and excitement and confetti to my very practical question. It's Jane in Lexington, and none of this is slowing me down at all. But you made a point here, so I have this very simple question, please. The horse set in all these messages when this glitch started, it always said this does not affect the horse set, meaning we have them here in the country.
Correct.
But,
right. Yes, correct. Yep.
But my question to you all is, can we fill out an order and actually sell them? Are we stipulated with this hold also?
Say that again one more time. How did you phrase that?
Okay, like Debbie, for instance, you suggested we write the orders down. It sounds to me like you can't even go online and order.
I'm sorry. Just for the pro set and for the classic, we have orders. We have new distributors that came in yesterday with horse units. You can sign up new distributors with the horse units. You can be taking orders. You can get your own personal horse unit. Yeah, that's open. That's open, and a lot of other classic and the pro right now.
And the fact that you're telling me that we can go ahead with our horse sets is a very, very good indication that this is going to be solved. If this was something much more serious, don't you think so?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just talked to the compliance department the other day, and without a doubt, it's just a bump in the road. We don't have any issues with the FDA. We have nothing against us. It's just a little paperwork that has to be fixed.
Gotcha.
And she assured me that she wouldn't even be here if it was a big issue. It's not a big issue at all. It's just some paperwork needs to be switched over and changed, and it's going to be good.
Well,
but, yeah,
very
no
clear,
worries,
if it were a
Jane.
Big issue, we wouldn't be able to sell the horse sets either. So I think I'm all in and working away. Thanks, Gal. Your enthusiasm is very contagious. Happy to hear it all. Thank every one of you. Casey, good to hear from you again. Miss you on Monday. Bye for now. Thanks so much.
Bye, Jane.
Thanks, Jane. Okay, we've got another caller with a question, area code 973. You are live on Blog Talk.
Area code good afternoon. My name is Pat. Can you hear me?
Hi, Pat.
Yes, we can.
Hi.
I'm from New Jersey. I'm one of Casey's people in Casey's group, and I just wanted to follow up with what she said because I'm so in agreement with this. The scarcity issue has just unfolded people that I've been doing sessions with. And I've been talking to a couple of them because we have an academy coming up early in April. And I said, you want to get your Beamer before then so you're used to it. And then the issue came up about, well, I'm ready to order it. And I said, you know what? The company is growing so fast, you can't even get one right now. You waited too long. And I sold two Beamers yesterday just because they woke up and went, oh, well, then we better get in line to get one. So I sold two yesterday just because of the scarcity issue. So Casey is so right. It can work so much in our benefit.
Absolutely.
Great.
Thank you for calling in. I think it was Belinda that shared how the orders are coming from people that haven't sold for a while. I have that too. I have somebody last night that called me. They personally have not sold a Beamer in 6 months, and he has three orders going in, one as a distributor and two customers, and he didn't even know that he couldn't get the order placed. He called me because he wanted to know why it wasn't going through, so he wasn't even in the game on top of things. That's happening. That's
awesome.
Fine, you guys. Yeah, we're at the right place at the right time. I know in my heart of hearts that it's just going to be exploding, and I've always known that this has been ground floor, grassroots movement, and we'll be hitting momentum in the near future. It's exciting. Is there anybody else that might have called
absolutely.
In with a question?
I've got one more caller, and then we'll wrap it out. So hold on 1 second. We've got area code 949. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pat Perrin. I am a group leader out of Laguna Niguel, California. And just to hear Gossage's voice, thank you very much. Hi. Just to hear George Gossage's voice, I'm just done. He is so wonderful. I saw him 4 years ago in Carlsbad at my first academy, and I built a very strong team. I had to bow out for, you know, for personal illness, and now my mother is passing away, and I have to keep a vigil, but I'm back on track, and I'm going all the way to the top. But George, thank you so much for coming back into the deal, because we adore you here in California. We just adore you, and we're very excited about it. I've sold everything in the country, in the world. I've been a Wall Street stockbroker, a real estate broker, a licensed life agent, and sickness. I had a very rare sickness, and it took me over. It almost killed me, but I'm back on track, and surviving is really incredible. And I'll tell you something too, guys. The scarcity, you're right. The fear of loss. That's the way to go. That's the way to go. And people are terrified that they will never be able to get a Beamer. And I absolutely love that concept. Really, you have to turn the, you know, it's lemonade, not lemons, it's lemonade. And that's it. And that's all I have to say. But I'm back on track. And I just adore Beamer. I love it. And I'm ready to continue to lead my people. I have a very powerful team manager, frontline to me, Tony Taverite. And I salute him, and I salute my team, and I'm just very excited. I'm very excited about everyone. I'm so excited about Beamer. I've never sold anything so exciting as Beamer, and I sold a lot of good stuff, but this nothing beats Beamer, nothing.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, Pat. And then I'll just want to say a couple of things, and I'll toss it over to Debbie and George to wrap us up. Like several other people that mentioned on this call, I will never forget the first time that I met George. Claudia and Peter and I, along with one of my new distributors from Seattle, flew down for the first ever Beamer Saturday that we had. We hadn't even attended an academy. And George did a Beamer Saturday here in Orange County. And one of the things that he said, and I repeated a lot, depending on how the conversation is going with the prospect, but George said this. He said, Beamer is not on trial. You know, we have so much science, you know, so much validation behind us, you know. And I loved it. I loved his conviction. I loved how he stated it. I loved his energy. And then I was very fortunate also. There was a party at Adrian and Janelle's in San Juan Capistrano and, you know, got to hang out casually and spend a little time with both George and Barbie. And it's really, really fun, George, to have you back, and can't wait to see you the next time that you are here in Southern California. And with that and all of this energy and excitement, I'm going to toss it over to Debbie or to George. Which one of you wants to close us out?
I'll let George close it out in a minute. I just wanted to close my part out saying thank you so much. I'm so glad we opened up the lines. Normally on Fridays, we don't open up the lines. And I think people came to the table that were meant to be. What a nice gift and a joy was it to have. And George, I feel the same way everybody else does. Just love hearing your voice and being in your presence and having you in the game here with us. And, you know, we all go through storms in life. Everybody, you know, there's storms that happen. Life isn't perfect. It's a roller coaster ride. We have our ups, we have our downs, but we learn from it and we grow from it. And I remember reading a long time ago that when you are in the trenches of life, when we are in the trenches, it's when our characters are being built. And we're finding out who really has strong leadership skills that are in this trench with us together, locking arms like the people who called in today. And I want to thank everybody who is listening, believing, out there working, sharing, getting those orders ready to go in. And it's going to be a phenomenal ride. This roller coaster, we will have ups and downs from time to time, but it's going to be so worth it because it's that life that you change one person at a time, one heartbeat at a time. And George, I wouldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for you. And I can't wait for Mark and I to see you in a couple of days. So I'm going to let you close it out. George Gossage.
Oh, Deb, no doubt the feeling. The feeling is mutual. I can't wait to see you guys. And, you know, I mean, as we wrap up, I am just in awe of what I just heard. I mean, it's been a while. You all know that I've been listening to the show, and I'm just absolutely blown away with all of the perspectives that, you know, that were shared here over the course of, 40 minutes. So, an amazing platform. This is an awesome, awesome show. I believe these things are recorded. They're archived. If I were you, if I was brand new, if somebody's kind of teeter-tottering or on the fence, I'd get them to listen to this call. I think what we just heard today, for me, just, you know, gives me goosebumps all over again, to see who's out there, who's thriving, and, who's going to help Beamer become a billion-dollar brand. I mean, it's inevitable, you guys. I mean, as we look at it from a global perspective, as word starts to get out about what Beamer actually does, the space that it's in, the fact that it does what nothing else in the world can, and once people start to get what Beamer does, you guys, how do you say no to this thing? So that's what we've got. I would be right now planning on convention. You all know, I'm sure by now, and Deb, you guys are the best event promoters in the country that I've had the good fortune to experience. You guys do amazing things around events. You can build an absolute fortune here if you did nothing but promote event to event to event. I remember when we first started, we just went from academy to academy to academy because that's where we knew once somebody goes through an academy and they really can wrap their head around this technology and the business model that's in play, it's really one of those win-win, once-in-a-blue-moon type of scenarios. And that's what we got a hold of. So, you know, the Discover Beamer events are going to be huge. And the reality is the team that gets the most eyeballs on the message of Beamer is going to be the team that's going to win, you know, to the largest degree. And so it's a simple business model, but it's very, very powerful. And when you've got Deb, Amanda, Casey, everyone else that weighed in, Belinda, it was just awesome. But when you've got this kind of a product and the timing in the marketplace that we've got right now, it's going to be a story that we're going to be talking about for many, many years to come as we celebrate, you know, the effects that we're having on humanity. I mean, at the end of the day, there's nothing more satisfying than having emails or texts or, letters, phone calls, webinars where people are pouring their hearts out in gratitude for sharing with them, you know, Beamer. I mean, I thank God every day for Kevin Scambolari out of San Diego. God bless you, Kevin. He was the one that introduced me to Beamer just from a pure, hey, have you heard about Beamer perspective? And I got blown away, very curious about what it did. And thank God we decided to pursue it and do our own due diligence, which we did. And you come to that conclusion, this thing is too good, and the world needs to know about it, Debbie. So that's where we are, and I'm really, really excited and thankful for everyone, all that you guys are doing out there. God bless you, and which he will. And let's just go out there and impact society more, a little bit more each day. And so with that, thank you to everybody. God bless. I can't wait to start to catch up and see you all at the live events around the country. And if nothing else, convention, please come up and say hello if I don't get a chance to meet you. So God bless you all. I love you. And Deb, Amanda, thanks so much. And you guys have a blessed weekend. Awesome.
Thank you, George. Sounds bye-bye.
Great. I think that deserves an applause. Now we're going to end the show. Bye, y'all.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.